I'm in the state of Florida, which is the number one producer of citrus, the number two producer of vegetables, and the number two producer of greenhouse and nursery products. It's part of a state and part of a country and part of our agriculture that generates roughly $65 billion in sales. It's one of the fastest growing aspects of agricultural exports and is obviously not only an income producer for farmers but also a job creator. And so it's appropriate that the Congress in the recently passed Farm Bill, signed by the President, included additional funding for specialty crop for specialty crops under the Specialty Crop Block Grant Program. Today, we announced the availability of $66 million that will help to fund 838 projects around the country. In the state of Florida, where I am today, they'll receive $4.58 million to fund 34 projects. All 50 states will benefit from this announcement, including the District of Columbia, as well as four U.S. territories. And this represents a continuation of the support for this Specialty Crop Block Grant Program in this administration, now reaching over $329 million since I've been secretary. These resources will be used for a variety of purposes. They'll be assisting states and producers in marketing specialty crops. There'll be resources that are made available to improve food safety, to increase productivity, to deal with research opportunities in terms of plant health involving pests and diseases. And so it's a broad array of ways in which we're helping this industry as well as promoting local and regional food systems. In addition, we're also announcing today the availability of additional resources under the Specialty Crop Research Initiative. That, too, was created in the Farm Bill, and I think it represents a recognition by the Congress and the President of the important role that specialty crops are playing in American agriculture. This research initiative will result in $51.8 million being made available through the National Institute of Food and Agriculture. It will fund 23 research projects in 14 states. The University of Florida at Gainesville, for example, received $1.3 million for dealing with strawberries and diseases that impact strawberry production here in the state. We're excited about these announcements. We see this as a continuation of our implementation of the Farm Bill, which has included the disaster assistance programs, the Regional Conservation Partnership Program, conservation, the new easements, the Dairy Margin Protection Program, the whole farm policy and other crop insurance changes, organic research initiative, which we announced several weeks ago, the new foundation on research, new crop insurance for supplemental crop insurance, the STACS program, the ARC and PLC program that were announced earlier as well. All of this is reflective of an ongoing effort to try to implement this Farm Bill as thoughtfully and systematically and carefully as we can.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Reporters, if you'd like to ask a question, please let us know by pressing star one on your touchtone pad. I want to ask you, this is actually for everybody, but this is going to have a really positive impact on rural communities.
Well, anytime that you're investing in increased productivity or you're investing in additional market expansion and growth, it's going to help producers who are located in rural communities. They'll be able to sell more. They'll be able to be encouraged to grow more. And I think it does help support the notion of small and medium-sized operators as well. The specialty crop business is one that caters not just to large orchard and groves, but also to a producer that may have a handful of acres, but is selling directly to a farmer's market or a roadside stand or a local school. So it's, I think, important for us to continue promoting specialty crops in this way. And it's a good collaborative effort with commissioners and secretaries and directors of agriculture in states across the country. And it complements very nicely the research initiative, which is announced today as well. So it's a good day for specialty crop.
Has there been, would you say, statistically growing interest for producers to want to deal with specialty crops?
Well, I think there's no question there's been a growing interest because there's a growing market demand, both domestically and from an export perspective. One of the fastest growing aspects of agricultural exports in the country is indeed specialty crops and horticulture. It's, I think, a $35 or $36 billion part of our ag export portfolio. So, as I said earlier, this is one of the reasons why we've continued to see record exports. It's one of the reasons why we continue to see solid farm income It's one of the reasons why we continue to see job growth associated, so that we can say with some degree of certainty that one out of every 12 jobs in the country is connected in some way to American agriculture. And we're seeing obviously with the focus on reducing obesity among our children, with the new WIC program and WIC efforts, it's all focused on encouraging balanced meals, which include, as we say, with a MyPlate, half your plate fruits and vegetables.
I know that with the Farm Bill that, you have to balance out what funding will go where. Did this particular area, specialty crops, get increased funding, or did it basically
did.
Stay the same? Or,
it did. It got a significant bump in increase, both in terms of the specialty crop block grant, but I think just as importantly, the research initiative, which was targeted, as well as there's also a companion organic research initiative, which is sort of lumped together, linked together in the Farm Bill. So there's clearly a recognition on the part of the drafters of the Farm Bill, the supporters of the Farm Bill, that this represents an important aspect of American agriculture. I think it indicates our desire to continue to support diversity of size of operations, diversity in what is produced in America, diversity in terms of production systems, and diversity in terms of operators. And I think it is, a way in which we will see more and more women farmers, more and more minority farmers, more and more veterans returning from conflict, who will have opportunities to access a farming occupation and calling by getting into the specialty crop business. And this is designed to create those kinds of opportunities and to complement the work that we're doing with beginning farmers, with the veterans, farm-to-farm programs and things of that nature.
Mr. Secretary, anything else to add before we close out?
I think that's it.
Do we have a reporter that popped up? Congressional Quarterly's Ellen Ferguson. Ellen.
Hi, and thank you for having the call. I have a question, but it's not...
I can't imagine that you're going to ask me about this, Ellen. You're going to have a question that's not related to the topic, right?
That's right. You know me well. I had a question about the agreement that was announced yesterday with Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
$300 million that's part of the deal. Where is that coming from?
Commodity Credit Corporation.
Okay, and how does that fit into the mission for the Commodity Credit Corporation?
Well, it's the lawyers would have to answer that question in terms of the legitimacy of it, or legality of it, Ellen. But the bottom line is this: we were confronted with having lost a case in the WTO. Confronted with the fact that we were going to see a significant amount of retaliation and countermeasures authorized by the WTO, estimated to be north of $800 million on an annual basis, that it not only would impact and affect American agriculture, but it could also impact and affect intellectual property associated with American agriculture, which could have been quite significant in terms of its impact on crop production in the country and on market opportunities in the country. We had worked with Congress and indicated that there might be some concerns on the part of the Brazilians in terms of what we were going to do in the Farm Bill. I think there was a good faith effort to try to respond to the concerns, and we added to that good faith effort by making some adjustments in the loan guarantee program. And at the end of the day, what we now have is certainty. We now have no retaliation, no countermeasures, no impact on intellectual property, and on other aspects of the American economy that could be devastating as well. So we thought it was appropriate to provide that level of certainty that we enter into the agreement.
Before we wrap up, any last statements on the specialty crop?
I don't think so.
Okay, well,
all right.
Everyone, thank you for being on our call.
Thank you.